going out like a sucker, no way.
Ooh, a freshie? Let's just throw one of these in. Some Zimbabwes. All right. What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Blair Bomber, and it's a morning pod. Woo, 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 woo. 9:21 PST. Call it my lunch break, if you will. Your boy's been up. Okay? Your boy's up in them early. Your boy's up early. 5:30. 4:45 if the cat's bugging me. Yeah, I got a cat that sleeps in bed with me. I don't like him that much. Do you have a cat? What's his name? Fucking cat. That's what we call him. We call him cat. I call him Mr. Meows. He has a different name. I think we got him. His name was Zeus. Stupid name. Dude, when some people have bad names for shit, it drives me crazy. Like, why would you waste an opportunity to have an awesome name for an animal? Or you go the other way and you have like a really basic name, but it also works because most dogs are like, oh, this is Fluffy. Shut up. But you name your dog like Doug. That's a great name for a dog. Doug, sick. But you miss an opportunity, or you try to be like clever, you know, and that's not good. You know, because someone's like, this is Zeus. It's like, what are you? This is Leonidas. I named my cat Xerxes. Shut up. There's a fine line between appreciating history and then just trying to shoehorn it into every aspect of your life so you can tell people that you read. Or you just watch 300 over and over again. That's all. They're all the same. Kind of like that guy that quotes Gladiator too much.
Father to a murdered wife.
We all know him. We all know. It's great. It's an incredible movie. It shouldn't be good. By all accounts, it's very cheesy, but somehow they still pull it off. Still great. What were we saying? Oh, yeah, the cat. I see what the fucking cat, dude. And I can't say him and I are the best. And then I can say he's the best cat in the world. He's kind of a little fuck, if you ask me. You know? What's that? What's that scene from Pineapple Express? Danny McBride. It's my cat's birthday today. Happy birthday. He died. Oh, man. Well, your cat definitely went to heaven. Yeah, he could have gone to heaven. He was a little fucker, could have gone to hell. That is kind of the progression of, like, you know, of saying things that are funny is when you're, like, a little kid, it's just, like, noises and, like, fart noises and stuff like that. Like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Kyle made a fart noise with his mouth. Kyle's so funny. And then the next stage is, you know, like stunts, you know, like you're hurting or getting hurt to get a laugh. Like you watch Jackass and now you hit your friends in the nuts a bunch. Which, if you, dude, I started doing that in like seventh grade. And it didn't stop until I was like a junior in college. We were sack tapping the shit out of each other. Shout out Max Hersey. Max got no kids. I got no kids. I think we know how. I think we know why. I think we know whose fault it was. Johnny Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville is so the reason that many, 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 many people don't have kids. Because of the fucking sack taps, dude. We used to suck. God, my lips are getting dry. God damn it. Nothing worse than dry lips. Well, cold sore lips are arguably worse, but those are dry too. to a point and they crack and they bleed. I don't know how I know this. I don't know. Shut up, dude. What do you know? What do you know? Shut up. You shut up. But yeah, no, hitting the dick a lot. So that's the second part. It's like, so you start out, you're making little noise. You're a kid. You're making noises, fart noises, whatever it is. And that's funny. And then you, you know, you're doing like stunts or you're like running and jumping off the fucking swing set and falling and breaking your collarbone. That's a good laugh. Get a good laugh out of that. And then the next stage is like you're quoting movies, right? And you could just be like, you know, it's not even prompted by anything. You just start quoting like Anchorman. Aqualung! You know? And then the next level is you're still doing that. You're still quoting movies, but now you're using them, like you're learning timing and you're learning like situationally when to put those quotes into a real situation to get a laugh. You know, like we used to, when I was living in Iowa, shout out Okoboji. Shout out my guy, Zach Kev. Hope he's doing well. You know, shout out Kev. Shout out Jake Balls. Shout out Sam in the back. Sam and the boys. Dirty Mike, Sam and the boys. Dirty Mike and the boys. And there it is right there. That's my point. Is back then, we would just like take these quotes from movies. It was like one or two. And we would beat them to death. And we would use them all the time. The one we'd always use is from Ted. And I'm gonna play it, and then we would, let me see if I can find it. Is we I'll play it for you because if you don't know, it's I like finding obscure like lines from movies. Like if you see a movie like Anchorman, everyone knows the top Anchorman quotes. Everyone knows Superbad. Everyone knows, you know, all of those things. Like all like the main funny lines from comedies, right? But I like watching a comedy and finding one that's kind of off the beaten path that you appreciate later, like years later. Like you saw the movie, I'm sure you laughed at that, but it wasn't as funny as the biggest pops of the movie. And then you watch it later and you're like, oh, actually that one right there is very, very funny. And I'm going to do that a bunch. Okay, so let me see if I can find it. Okay, Ted Patrick Warburton. Let me see if I can find. Okay, here we go. I mean, I found that quick, dude. I found that quick. All right, let me cue it up. So in this scene, Mark Wahlberg works at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. He's in his 40s, working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, living in, you know, with his stuffed animal. And one of the guys he works with, Patrick Warburton, who's Putty from Seinfeld. He's done a bunch of other stuff. You'll know his voice. He's Kronk from Emperor's New Groove. Okay, you recognize his voice immediately, okay? So this is the scene. And I'm going to play it. I'll probably play the whole thing because we want some more time. It's some more content, baby.
Jesus, God, you look like shit, man. What happened? You fucking wasted last night. And my phone says I texted someone at 3:15 asking them to beat me up. And then at 4:30, I texted the same person saying thanks.
And you don't remember it?
No, same as last time.
I mean, it just seems kind of gay, doesn't it?
I don't know, maybe, yeah.
Well, do you think you're part of some, like, gay beat-up underworld? Like, one of those gay beat-up clubs or something?
I know. I dig chicks, man. I don't remember any of it. I was so fucked up. I might be gay. I don't know. Hey, do you mind covering for me for a bit? I might go lay down in the jug.
Dude, it still gets me. Okay, so that scene, what we would do is we were just drunk all the time. We're always drinking. We're like in our, we're like 22, 23. Who cares? We're working at a bar in a country club on a golf course, beautiful golf course. Shout out Brooks Golf Course, Okoboji, Iowa. Spirit Lake, technically, but Okoboji's the lake. Anyway, so we would always go out and we would just pick that part of that quote and always say it. And it just always got a laugh out of us. It's like, Zach, how you feeling today? Ah, got fucking wasted last night. Text the number at 2:30 saying, come beat me up. I text that same number at 4 saying, thanks. And then we truncate it down to be like, hey, how you doing? I fucking wasted last night. I might be gay. I don't know. So that's like the next version of it. And then after that, then you start just saying funny shit. all off the top of your head. And for a while, like, I'm so fucking funny. God, I'm fucking funny. I'm recording this from my dad's basement. Things are going well. Blair, how's your career going?
Good. Really good. Thank you for asking.
I'm living at home in my 30s. So you could say I'm thriving. So, and then what happens is people are like, oh, what's that from? That's how you know you've kind of got it figured out, is you say shit and people don't even believe that you said it. They just want to know what movie it's from. And then you just go, I might be gay. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So if you're a fucking high schooler listening to this, high school kids, this podcast probably just for, like, you know, they have like demographics where it's like, we really want to target 24 to 35. This podcast, as much as I would like it to be, it's going to be two kinds of people that like this pod. It's going to be men, always men, just men. If you're a woman, listen to this. We've probably had sex before and you're listening to see if I talk about you. Those are the only women that listen to this are just women who I've had sex with. And they're like, is he going to talk about me? No. Unless you're the girl that broke my heart. Shout out, Grace. Just wake up in a cold sweat screaming her name. I'm fine. I'm over it. Fuck off, dude. You don't know me. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know. Yeah, fine. Maybe. I don't. Yeah, it definitely has not been multiple years since that happened, and it's not affecting every relationship I've had since. No, it's definitely not. Shut up, dude. You don't know me. Or it's, so that's one half of people listen to it. Or there's like dudes, well, women, that, you know, the second part. And then dudes over the age of 30 who are just checking in to make sure I haven't killed myself yet. And then it's just fucking 16-year-olds. Just high school kids are like, oh, that's fucking pretty. He says fuck a bunch on the podcast. Some kid asked me the other day, he's like, you make any money like per episode? Like, no, I don't. There's no money. No money has ever been made. Run it back with Blair Bombers, probably $3,000 in the hole. And there's no prospects. 200 episodes and we're getting no movement. It's the only way it's funny. Like, if this was like super successful, it'd be like, fucking get out of here. But dude, you know what's fucking wild? What's truly wild is OnlyFans. OnlyFans, I'll be honest, I just subscribed my first OnlyFans. I paid $15 for the first month. I did it. I had to do it. I think there's this ugly chick that I follow. What's that OnlyFans you subscribe to? Oh, Gorlock? Yeah, pretty good. Might be a dude. Can't tell. I'm in. No, this is a hot Latin Asian. That's wild. To be a Latin Asian? Fat ass, fat tits, cute face? What? Are you kidding me? I'll subscribe. I mean, that just got like, at some point, if you're a hot girl and you have over like 10,000 followers, you're burning money by not having an OnlyFans. You know how dumb we are? You know how dumb men are? First of all, you can find any OnlyFans. You can just Google it and you'll find all the nudes leaked. So the fact that we pay for this just shows how dumb men are. Because they're like, part of us, we're simping. Like, we want to be supportive. We're like, no, I'll give you $10 a month. I want you to change your career. But in reality, all you want to do is just see her put a butt plug on her ass. That's all you want to do. That's all you're there for. It's like, is there a little diamond, little purple diamond on the end of it? Oh, nice. Looks good. Wonder how law school's going. Oh, you're pre-med? Why don't you pull that fat guy in your OnlyFans again? But I'm saying, like, if you have over 10,000 followers, you don't have an OnlyFans, and you're a hot girl. Even if you're not that hot of a girl, if you just have tits, like, we're in. Like, we're cool. We're good. Let's go. Fine. Say less. Think about it like this. I saw a girl, and she is, like, I don't know, 50K, 60K, 70K, whatever. Pick one. And I went to her OnlyFans. Or I just, actually, I Googled her OnlyFans, found the nudes. Nice. But what I also did was, is you can find, like, there's, like, there's like reviews of OnlyFans, which is so funny to be, like, people like movie reviews. Oh, I reviewed Hamilton. Like, a playwright is, like, or, like, a person who, like, is a food critic, and they're writing blogs and shit, and they're paid, and it's, like, a whole thing, and they have, like, you know, it's a big deal. And there's just, like, some, like, 50-year-old dude in a basement, kind of like me, and he's just reviewing OnlyFans and talking about the metrics. Like, yeah, she's got 40,000 followers, $10. She's probably making about $40,000 a month. What? 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 God. I'm starting OnlyFans. Admit, if I had an OnlyFans, you would subscribe just to be like, what the hell is Blair doing? It's just me just like petting the cat. That's me and Mr. Meows. You would subscribe. You wouldn't do it more than a month. But think about it like this. If I started OnlyFans, I get like, let's say I get it's $10 a month. And 100 people are like, oh, fucking, what's 10 times 100? Anybody know fast math? How's your math skills? 10 times 100. That's $1,000. I get $1,000 a month. 500 people subscribe, $10 a month. Nice, dude. Even half, even make it fucking 500 or 50, 25, 5. No one's subscribing to my OnlyFans. Fuck. You know what the move might be? The move might be to have like one of those viral moments, like the bagel guy, or really anything. Like, remember what was that? What was that? That boat thing where the guys were like beating the fuck out each other with chairs, with fold out chairs. If one of the, and those guys go viral, or if like, I don't know, Kyle Rittenhouse, if that guy has an OnlyFans, I mean, let's go. That's what you should do. I gotta have something viral. I gotta go and like make a scene in a grocery store and then go viral for that, and they'd be like, by the way, guys, subscribe to my OnlyFans. That's the move. You get like cheap followers from that had nothing to do with you. And then, by the way, I think that girl did that. Remember that girl that got kicked off that plane, that hot blonde chick? She got kicked off the plane for something. She was going crazy. No one knew why. She was just fucking losing her mind. She's pretty hot. It does a disservice to her by not having an OnlyFans. What are you going to do? You're going to have followers for nothing? Like Bill Murray has that quote. He's like, I always thought I wanted to be famous. And then I became famous and I learned I just wanted to be rich. Because if you have notoriety, but you have no, you're not being compensated for it, then all of a sudden it's worthless. Right? If people just know who you are and you get nothing out of it, like if you're famous, usually you're rich on top of that. That's what you would want to do. For me, if I get some kind of notoriety, some kind of following for anything, won't be for this for sure. For sure, it's not going to start from this podcast. But if it was, and I went viral for something, I would be like, OnlyFans immediately. I need a quick payday. What's Blair doing? Well, he's showing close-ups of his ear. Shit. All right. I could look at that for the next 3 years. Ooh, the Zen is hidden. I went top shelf. You proud of me? Ooh, when the caffeine and the nicotine have a little tornado inside of you, sky's the limit. Really, sky's the limit. You can do anything. What I'm trying to say is, kids, become addicted to caffeine and nicotine, and everything will be fine. Nope, nothing has ever happened. Addiction is cool. Also, dude, people try to give you a hard time for nicotine or whatever it is. It's like, hey, you eat cheese every day. You eat cheese and chocolate every day. But you're going to look at me for having a fucking nicotine pouch? Get fucked. Okay? Get fucked. Go to an alley, find a desperate homeless guy and be like, hey, you just put it in there. Go for it. Because I'm the kind of person that is hypocritical as shit of people who are having fun. It's also like, can we pass the eye test, please? The eye test means a lot. Okay? The only like young, in shape men that die from fucking fentanyl or whatever. Like, it's a drug problem, usually. Or, well, there's no jacked dude. Like, there's a reason that, like, all of these, like athletes that are like, wait, Josh Gordon was getting fucking hammered before games. Yeah, dude, he's a drinking problem. But he doesn't matter. He's got the body fat of a dead person. And he runs a 4.2. Okay? And I also run a 4.2. Don't look it up. Don't fact check that. 4.2. 4.22. 5.2. I'm 5.5. I haven't done a pod in a minute. I'm getting lazy with the pod. Oh, hey, quick announcement. Oh, by the way, God, I should have fucking opened with this. I'll be doing a show December 30th at the Thirsty Badger. That's right. 8 years into comedy, living at home with your dad. I'm doing a show at a beer garden. Woo! But how's comedy going? Really good. Thank you for asking. It's going swimmingly. I'm doing great. No notes on my career. Wouldn't change a thing. Nothing but just good move after good move. Yeah, let's go to Chicago. Start it up. Second city. Yeah. Or an improv. Cool. Let's do stand-up threes. Okay, well, move to LA. Keep it going. Get to LA. Pandemic! LA shut down. Let's go to Austin. Rogan's going to be there. Oh, shit, they're having shows outside? Okay, pandy's over. Still doing shows outside? Can't get booked anywhere? Hey, let's move home because that comedy scene is booming. But yeah, December 30th, Thirsty Badger, Lyndon, Washington. I will be there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a mess, I think. Just going to just not. It's like the rule of like comedy is like one thing you, it's an unwritten rule. It's like, hey, if you're going to do a lot of time, you should have been doing that time over and over again before you just go and do a show. I'm going to be like, nah, I'm going to just not get on stage for 5 months and then just roll out and do a fucking hour. It's going to be a fucking mess, but it'll be fun. It'll be a home game. Friends and family, which is also a thing. You don't want to perform in front of friends or family, but that's all people have. I hear friends and family. So it's just all I'm going to do. It's going to be like, hey, you want to see some shit that I think is funny? Oh, we're having fun. That's probably enough. Is that enough? Do I need to do more? We had some good riffs in there. Some riffs off the top of the dome. You guys impressed? All right, that was good. That was it. That's all we're going to do. Short and sweet. I'm thinking about doing like a series inside the pod where I just pick like one topic. That would be like, how would you handle this? It's like, oh, my girl's an OnlyFans. And it's like, how we would go about that, right? I think so. I want to help people, right? That's the problem. I've been very selfish for 202 episodes. I'm going to be about, all about others now. Be about others. I'm going to break down things. It's going to be helpful advice. It's going to be real advice. I won't steer you wrong. Okay? Oh, I knocked up this fat girl at this party. What should I do? 5-letter word. A-B-O-R-T. Yeah, five. Abort. Abort! Abort for abortion. All right. We did it. I'm out of here.